Good morning. I'm your personal news anchor bringing you the top developments this Wednesday, August 26, 2026. Here's what's making headlines from Just the News, Newsmax, Fox News, One America News, and Cord Cutters News. Top stories. Darlene Graham has secured the Republican nomination for a full term in the U.S. Senate from South Carolina, defeating longtime Congressman Ralph Norman in a special primary runoff. Graham, who has been serving out the remainder of her late brother Lindsey Graham's term, delivered an emotional victory speech honoring her brother's legacy. President Trump had backed her candidacy, and the Justice Department had even sent election monitors to the state for the runoff. She now advances to the general election in a state that remains strongly Republican. Source: Just the News/Newsmax. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recorded nearly 50,000 arrests in July, the highest single-month total of the second Trump administration. The figure represents a 15% increase from June and a 70% jump from February. Officials point to intensified interior enforcement and expanded operations as key drivers. Separately, ICE carried out its first deportation flight to Haiti since the termination of temporary protected status for Haitian nationals. Source: Just the News/Newsmax/One America News. Country music legend and cultural icon Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Her family announced the news from Nashville. Parton built a six-decade career as a singer, songwriter, actress, and philanthropist, known for hits that crossed genres and for her larger-than-life persona. Networks and streaming platforms are already scheduling tribute specials and highlighting her extensive film and television catalog for fans looking to revisit her work. Source: Newsmax/Cord Cutters News. Politics/National. Trade tensions between the United States and Canada escalated after talks collapsed just before a midnight deadline for new 50% tariffs on certain Canadian goods. Canada responded by announcing retaliatory tariffs set to begin in early September. The measures target roughly $1 billion in trade and come amid broader renegotiation efforts under the Trump administration. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke with President Trump as the tariffs prepared to take effect. Source: Just the News/One America News/Newsmax. Trump-backed former Oklahoma State Senator Mike Motzi narrowly won the Republican gubernatorial runoff, defeating State Attorney General Gentner Drummond. Motzi will face Democrat Cindy Munson in November as the state prepares to replace term-limited Governor Kevin Stitt. The close contest tested party unity after President Trump mounted a late endorsement push. Source: Just the News/Newsmax. The Secret Service confirmed it is aware of an Iranian state media video that appears to threaten Barron Trump, offering a purported $1 million reward and displaying locations linked to him. The agency is treating the matter seriously. In a separate development, the Trump administration warned that the Kennedy Center could face demolition if a requested two-year closure for renovations is blocked, citing safety concerns over the aging structure. Source: Just the News/One America News. Streaming and tech. Amazon has raised prices on a range of its hardware devices, including certain Fire TV sticks, Kindles, and Echo Dots, citing sharp increases in memory and storage component costs. Some Fire TV stick models saw discounts elsewhere, but the broader price adjustments reflect ongoing supply chain pressures. Separately, Spectrum is offering free Amazon Prime memberships to select internet customers as part of a new partnership, giving Cord Cutters another incentive to stick with the provider. Source: Cord Cutters News. Disney is preparing further price increases across its streaming services, continuing a trend of higher subscription costs industry-wide. Meanwhile, the proposed Paramount acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery remains under scrutiny, with California's Attorney General signaling greater openness to structural remedies that could allow a deal to proceed. Charter Spectrum and Cox Communications continue advancing their large cable merger, one of the biggest industry consolidations in recent years. Source: Cord Cutters News. Other notable. A federal judge denied Ghislaine Maxwell's request to overturn her conviction, calling her claims meritless. In Texas, a judge also rejected Carmelo Anthony's bid for a new trial in the Austin Metcalf murder case, leaving his conviction and 35-year sentence intact pending appeal. On the economic front, U.S. retail sales fell unexpectedly while the annual inflation rate slowed for a second consecutive month, according to the latest government data. Source: Just the News/One America News. That's your briefing for Wednesday, August 26, 2026. Stay informed, stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow with the next edition.